Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive into AI.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Today is October 15th, 2024, and wow, things are moving fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
The AI world is just buzzing with news today.
Definitely a lot to unpack.
From Adobe jumping into the AI video game with both feet, to Google making some really interesting moves in the energy sector.
It's amazing to watch it all unfold.
It really is, so let's not waste any time.
Sounds good.
Adobe just dropped some major news at their Max conference. Firefly can now generate video.
Whoa.
I know, right? They're offering text-to-video different styles, and it even integrates seamlessly with Premiere Pro.
That's huge, especially for content creators already using Premiere Pro.
Totally, and what's really interesting is Adobe's approach to training data.
Right. They've been emphasizing the use of commercially safe data for Firefly.
Which is a pretty stark contrast to what's going on with OpenAI's Sora.
Yeah, Sora is still under wraps and facing a lot of scrutiny for potentially using copyrighted material in its training data. And that seems to be a growing concern in the AI world as these models become more powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. This could be a big advantage for Adobe attracting users who are worried about the legal and ethical implications of AI-generated content.
Especially businesses that can't risk a copyright lawsuit.
Exactly. So it'll be really interesting to see how this difference in approach plays out in the long run.
For sure. Data is definitely becoming a key battleground in the AI world.
No doubt.
And speaking of battles, did you hear about the trademark dispute OpenAI is caught up in?
I did hear something about that. What happened?
Well, apparently they're in a legal battle with someone claiming they had the trademark for OpenAI first.
Oh, wow. You're kidding?
Nope. Apparently this person registered the name back in 2015 and even secured the domain open.ai.
Seriously? That's wild. So what happens now?
It's unclear at this point, but they could potentially be forced to change their name.
Really? That would be crazy after all this time.
It really highlights how complex intellectual property law is becoming in the age of AI.
It really does. We're in uncharted territory here, trying to figure out ownership and attribution when algorithms are creating content.
And it's only going to get more complicated from here.
Absolutely. This is something we're going to see a lot more of as AI keeps evolving.
Definitely something to watch closely. Okay, moving on from legal battles to something a bit more fun. The gaming world is buzzing about this new AI model called Diamond.
Diamond? What's that all about?
So get this. Diamond can actually simulate a playable version of Counter-Strike entirely within a neural network.
Whoa, hold on. You're saying this AI can play Counter-Strike like a human?
Pretty much. It generates all the action, the physics, even the strategy of the game.
That's insane. Yeah. How is that even possible?
It's a pretty remarkable feat of AI engineering.
Yeah.
And what's even crazier is that it can do all of this in real time.
Real time. So you could theoretically play against this AI head to head.
Exactly. Imagine that, playing against an AI that learned to play Counter-Strike just like a human.
That's both amazing and a little intimidating. I'd love to see how it'd stack up against it.
Me too. But it really makes you think about the potential here. This kind of technology could be used to train robots and autonomous systems in incredibly realistic virtual environments.
Oh yeah, for sure. Think about the applications for things like self-driving cars or even training robots for complex tasks in the real world.
It's mind-blowing. And what's even more mind-blowing is that Diamond achieved all of this with a surprisingly small amount of data.
Really? How much data are we talking about?
Only 87 hours of gameplay footage.
87 hours, that's it. That's like, what a long weekend for some gamers.
I know, right? It's incredible to think they were able to achieve these results with such limited data.
It really makes you wonder what's possible with even more data, right?
Right. It's like we're just scratching the surface of what AI can do.
Totally. And it also makes you question whether we always need massive data sets to achieve impressive results.
That's a really good point. This could be a game changer for AI development if we can find ways to achieve similar results with less data.
For sure. It would open up a lot of possibilities for researchers and developers who don't have access to those massive data sets.
Exactly. It's a really exciting time to be following this field. Speaking of exciting, and maybe a little bit scary, our next story involves Google and, well, nuclear reactors.
Nuclear reactors. What have they gotten themselves into now? Google and nuclear reactors. Mm. That's an interesting combination. What's the story there?
So Google has partnered with a company called Kairos Power.
Kairos Power. Okay.
And they're planning to build a whole bunch of nuclear reactors to power their data centers.
A whole bunch. Like, how many are we talking about here?
Try seven.
Seven. Wow, that's a lot. What's the thinking behind such a large-scale project?
Well, as you can imagine, these massive data centers that power all of Google's services, they eat up a ton of energy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Data centers are notorious energy hogs.
Exactly. And Google is trying to find a way to meet those energy demands in a more sustainable way.
So they're turning to nuclear power as a carbon-free solution.
Precisely. They're aiming for these reactors to generate around 500 megawatts of energy.
500 megawatts? That's enough to power a small city.
It is. It's a pretty ambitious goal.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
But it really highlights the growing energy demands of the tech industry as a whole.
For sure. It's not just Google either.
Right. Microsoft and Amazon have both hinted at exploring nuclear options as well.
Exactly. They're all looking for reliable and sustainable ways to power their operations as the demand for AI and cloud computing just keeps going up.
It makes you realize just how important finding sustainable energy solutions is becoming for the future of technology.
It really does. This is a trend we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on.
Agreed. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out,
Especially
considering the challenges and controversies surrounding nuclear power.
For sure. There are definitely concerns about things like safety waste disposal and the potential for accidents.
Right. And let's not forget the public perception of nuclear power, which can be a major hurdle to overcome.
Absolutely. But hey, maybe this is the push we need to see some real innovation and progress in the nuclear energy sector.
It's definitely a possibility. And if it means finding a cleaner and more sustainable way to power our increasingly digital world, it's a conversation worth having.
Well said. All right, let's shift gears now to our final story for today. This one takes us into the world of cybersecurity, where researchers in China have reportedly made a pretty concerning breakthrough.
Oh, cybersecurity. This sounds intriguing. What do they find?
So apparently they've used a quantum computer to crack a widely used encryption method called RSA.
Quantum cracking. Now that's something I want to hear more about. Can you break down what RSA is and why this is such a big deal?
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, RSA is a public key crypto system.
Public key crypto system.
It's a really common method for securing data online.
So like when you're sending sensitive information over the internet, things like credit card numbers or passwords.
Exactly. RSA helps make sure that information stays private and secure.
Right. But if I'm understanding correctly, these researchers have found a way to use quantum computing to break that encryption.
That's exactly what they're claiming.
And that's a big deal because it means that information we thought was secure might not be as safe as we thought.
It's definitely a wake-up call for the cybersecurity community.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for the future of online security? Is everything about to become vulnerable? Well, not exactly. It's not like everything is about to become instantly vulnerable.
Okay, so it's not quite the doomsday scenario, it sounds like.
Right. The technology to carry out these kinds of attacks on a large scale.
Yeah.
It's just not there yet.
So we have some time to figure things out.
Exactly. This is more of a long-term challenge. We've been given a heads up.
So it's like a warning shot across the bow.
Precisely. It gives us a chance to prepare and develop new, stronger security measures.
So what are those measures going to look like?
Well, researchers are already working on something called post-quantum cryptography.
Post-quantum cryptography. Catchy.
Right. Essentially, it's all about designing encryption methods that are resistant to attacks from both classical and quantum computers.
So making sure our digital locks are strong enough to withstand anything these new computers can throw at them.
That's the idea. It's an ongoing field of research, but it's essential for ensuring our security in a future where quantum computers become more powerful.
That makes sense. It sounds like we're talking about a potential future problem, not something that's an immediate danger.
Exactly.
Right.
For now, the best thing we can do is stay informed, support cybersecurity research, and make sure we're using strong passwords and practicing good digital hygiene.
Solid advice. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from AI generating videos to simulating video games and powering data centers with nuclear reactors.
And let's not forget about quantum cracking.
Oh yeah, how could we? It's been quite a journey through the latest AI developments.
It's incredible how this technology is touching so many different aspects of our lives.
It really is. And it seems like every day there's something new and exciting happening in the world of AI.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be paying attention.
For sure. So much potential for good, but also some challenges we need to be prepared for.
Definitely a balancing act.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it so interesting, right?
I think so. It's like we're on the cusp of something huge.
Absolutely. The future of AI is being written as we speak, and it's up to all of us to shape what that future looks like.
Well said. Well, that about wraps up another deep dive into the world of AI.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the world of AI.